This is FNX.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and this is Slamcast. Today I want to open up this podcast by basically saying that for those who are fans of TNA Impact Wrestling, things are going to be changed very dramatically very soon. We all know that TNA has been a sinking ship for a very long time. So the most recent news was even with the support of Billy Corgan, which personally, I did not even think that that would be even be a huge issue to help them in any way. They do not have enough money to even put on the pay-per-view Bound for Glory. They do not have enough money for the next months of TV tapings. So if you're sitting there wondering, is TNA going to exist? If they do not sell very, very soon, they will not exist as a company whatsoever. So my best advice to Dixie Carter would be, sell the company, Dixie. Sell it to Vince. Sell it to Ring of Honor. Sell it to somebody. Do something. Because if you don't, things are not going to go very well for you. You are going to go bankrupt, and you're going to lose everything. So take your losses, take what money WWE gives you, and bow out. That is my advice to you, Dixie. That is my advice to you, Billy Corgan. Let's see what else is going on here in the world of professional wrestling. Sort of a side thing, I want to say rest in peace, Arnold Palmer, one of the greatest golfers in professional golfing history. I also want to talk a little bit about the presidential debate that happened. I won't go into it too much. Definitely interesting. It'll be a hell of an election. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. But with everything that's going on between SmackDown Live and Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live is killing it in the ratings. Monday Night Raw, the ratings have been very, very low. Is it because of Monday Night Football? Is it because of the time of year with all the other TV shows that are going on right now with the fall TV schedule? That could be a possibility as well. Me personally, things are going very well in the WWE. Professional wrestling as a whole is doing very, very well. You have fantastic matches every week. The Clash of Champions pay-per-view was really, really good. Check out my YouTube page to watch my review on that. I was more than pleasantly surprised on the outcome of that pay-per-view. To me, it was actually better than SmackDown's. Now, the next upcoming pay-per-view is No Mercy for SmackDown and Hell in a Cell for Raw. The feud that's going on with Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, what do I think of it? I'm glad to see Randy Orton back, but at the same time, this whole thing with Bray Wyatt, it's the same recycled storyline. You have Bray somewhat get the upper hand. Whoever faces him, beats him. It's the same recycle thing over and over again. Bray Wyatt is a fantastic talent. I don't understand what their hesitation is on actually pushing him to a higher level. He does just fine on his own without the other members of the Wyatt family. He doesn't need the other members. I'm not saying that. I don't know, it just kind of frustrates me. I love what they're doing with Rhino and Heath Slater. I love the feud between The Miz and Dolph Ziggler. Fantastic. Awesome promo on Tuesday night SmackDown. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. What are they going to do with this feud? Are they going to have Dolph Ziggler win the Intercontinental Championship? Or are they going to have Dolph Ziggler lose and possibly retire from the WWE. Supposedly, he has not wanted to sign a new contract with WWE. What does this mean? They will be losing another huge talent, which, you know, ultimately makes me mad. They've lost so many guys over the years. And with the possible acquisition of TNA, they're going to get a lot more talent that they may or may not... I know they'll grab at least a handful of them. I would hope, at least. EC3, Drew Galloway, of course. Some of the TNA knockouts. Some of the X Division. Which, speaking of the X Division, the Cruiserweight Division on Monday Night Raw. It just got started. So far, I'm liking it. It's good. There's heat on TJ Perkins for the comments he made about being homeless and having a rough way in the professional wrestling industry. And a lot of people that rubbed them the wrong way due to the fact that so did they. They all pretty much, you know, had to pay their dues and didn't exactly have it easy the entire way through wrestling school, going through the indie scene, all kinds of stuff like that. It wasn't easy for them either. So for them to, for him to say that kind of rubbed people the wrong way. The most recent thing that I was reading about the Chris Benoit biopic that they're wanting to do, I don't know how that's going to go. I spoke a little bit about it on my last podcast. I haven't heard anything more since. Let's see, what else did I hear? Interesting enough, Vladimir Kozlov is training to be in one of The Rock's newest movies. That's pretty cool. I like seeing professional wrestlers that have left the business have success. That's awesome. That is so great to see them have such a successful life after they left the business. And that goes to show you that just because wrestling's over for that person doesn't mean they can't make a life for themselves. Now, granted, I'm sure it's rough for them to be out of the spotlight. Some of them wanted to be out of the spotlight, and that's okay. Vladimir Kozlov was released by the company. But for the character that he portrayed at the time, it's what WWE needed. I feel that they could have done a lot more with his character. They definitely could have made him a stronger opponent for a lot of different people. The comedic acts that they did putting him with Santino Marella, which is pretty much what they always do with a character like that. It just, to me, it kind of pissed me off. Nothing against Santino Marella. I want to give a little bit of praise to the women's division. Awesome match that they had on Sunday between Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Charlotte. Charlotte deserved to win. The match between Rusev and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, I'm glad he won the title. I'm not exactly a Roman Reigns fan, but taking him out of the spotlight a little bit, kind of bringing him down into the mid-card was a wise decision. I'm pretty happy with that. That's definitely a good thing. Will he be in the title? Main title hunt? Again, guaranteed it's going to happen. We all know how, even though Vince, after a while, wasn't exactly at the highest priority with Roman Reigns. Sorry for burping, but I just drank a big glass of Pepsi. The other thing which I'm really curious about is, what are they going to do when it comes to the situation with Brock Lesnar? What is the next thing? Who faces Brock Lesnar next? They had a rematch between Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar won again. Who does he fight next? Is there going to be a match at the upcoming pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell? Are they going to wait till around Royal Rumble? Which brings me to this. Who wins the Royal Rumble this year? There's a lot of people that they could pick to win the Royal Rumble. Bo Dallas. That would be kind of cool. It probably won't happen. The championship situation with Dean Ambrose. I'm not exactly happy about that either. I guess you could say that with everything that's going on with Dean Ambrose, where do you go from here? I wouldn't say his matches are stale, but I would say that the character needs to be changed to a certain point. It needs to be brought up and kind of tweaked a little bit. Maybe turn him heel. That could help a lot. That would definitely help out a great deal. The other thing that I would probably do is, if they're not going to turn him heel, they need to put him against other opponents that will compliment him. Now, I did like the match that he had with Cena. That was fine. That's perfectly fine. But like Stone Cold Steve Austin said, you know, he needs to really step up his game. And nothing against Dean Ambrose. It's just when you're the champion, you need to be at the top of your game at all times. And it may just be creative's fault for not letting him be anything other than just a regular brawler when it comes to his wrestling style. And that's a possibility. That really is a huge possibility. The Hall of Fame this year, the class of 2017, I would like to see. Here's my list of Hall of Famers that I would love. Legends to go into the Hall of Fame that I would love to see. Lex Luger, number one. Owen Hart, British Bulldog, Demolition, women, I'd have to say maybe Sable. I'd like to see Sable go in there eventually. Maybe even, let's see, Taka Michinoku. Definitely a huge cruiserweight. I don't remember, is Brian Pillman in the Hall of Fame? I don't remember if he's in the Hall of Fame or not. I'd also like to see guys like... I'm trying to think here. I believe majority of the managers are already in there. Besides like Demolition, maybe like the Beverly Brothers, the Steiners, that would be cool. Scott and Rick Steiner, that would be kind of cool. Harlem Heat as a tag team go in there. That would be really cool as well. I'm trying to think of some other people that, Ravishing Rick Rude. Why is this man not in the Hall of Fame? It's beyond me. I have no idea why Ravishing Rick Rude is not in the Hall of Fame. It's crazy. I would probably put him in there as probably Typhoon. Instead of, like, you know, Tugboat. Or, you know, obviously the Shockmaster. I'm trying to think of some others that I've really wanted to see in the Hall of Fame for many years. I'd have to say some of my top ones, what, you know, like obviously, you'd put Lex Luger in there as Lex Luger. You wouldn't put him in there as the narcissist. Wouldn't make any sense. Even though I did like the character, it was a very short-lived character. He had, Bobby Heenan as his manager, and then they, you know, changed him into Lex Luger, the American hero, had him drive around in the, you know, ride around in the Lex Express. They tried making him the new Hogan after Hogan left. They had him body slam Yokozuna. Nothing against Lex Luger. He had a lot of good matches. It was just... there was a lot of things that went wrong. And I remember one of the jokes I heard recently was like, Lex Luger was like the most expensive luggage. Everyone had to carry him in every match. And I would have to agree to a certain extent. I watched, I believe it was Slamboree 2000 recently, and oh my gosh, WCW in 2000, I don't remember it being this bad, but apparently it was that bad. It's crazy to think that it was, but, you know, the WWE Network, I wish they would add, Thunder, Sunday Night Heat. They've pretty much got most of the Monday Night Raws, SmackDowns, Nitro. Even WCW Saturday Night would be interesting. I don't know. There's just so much going on. I have so much to talk about. But before I go, check out my YouTube channel, The 90s Guy, on YouTube.com. the link to my Facebook page for the Slamcast Facebook and the 90s Guy Facebook page. Check out the other fine podcasts at fnx.network. And don't forget, it's a great day to be a wrestling fan.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, one week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's being edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. You're going to need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, fnx.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub, you think they know about ball.
My song and I won't.
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, shootthedefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defence.